Good morning. Clouds have been on the increase all night long across interior New York and New England as the clouds moved in. Temperatures started to drop back, but then readings held in the 40s overnight to around 50, and this is where we're beginning this Tuesday with mostly cloudy skies and comfortably cool readings. Clouds will continue to increase and thicken during the day today, although it will stay dry as a deep slug of moisture from the Ohio Valley and Great Lakes heads in our direction. Because of the extensive cloud cover, temperatures will fall short of yesterday afternoon's highs and mainly be in the lower to mid-50s by the end of the day today. With a frontal system approaching from the south and west and all that moisture, we'll see a good chance of showers by the time we hit the latter stages of the afternoon, especially in the Mohawk Valley and Catskills, but for the rest of the region right on through the evening hours. Overnight tonight, occasional showers and areas of fog as temperatures drop back down into the lower 40s. That disturbance will continue to slowly head our way from the Midwest, and this will keep clouds and showers in the forecast for tomorrow. With a strong area of high pressure over the Canadian Maritimes, an easterly wind will develop off of the Atlantic Ocean into all of New York and New England tomorrow. This breeze will keep a decided rawness and chill in the air tomorrow, with highs only in the 40s to around 50 with those on and off showers. The warm front associated with the same system, which will remain out to our west for the rest of the week, will push through during the day on Thursday. This will allow temperatures to surge well up into the 60s on Thursday afternoon. So while the storm system will be close enough to produce plenty of clouds, we will see highs in the middle to upper 60s. There is the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms through Thursday afternoon. As this system passes through, not quite as mild Friday and Saturday in the lower 60s, but with upper level energy still around, we'll have the risk of scattered showers both days. In fact, even into Sunday, as cooler air starts to flow in, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers in the forecast. High temperatures will be back up towards 60 on Monday under a mix of sun and clouds as we finally start to dry out. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a moderate risk of severe thunderstorms across portions of Alabama and eastern Mississippi. There is also a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across a large portion of the eastern United States east of the Mississippi Valley. In the wake of overnight and early morning storms, it remains to be seen if the atmosphere can recover today. Presuming ample heating of the very moist lower levels of the atmosphere can occur, the potential for redevelopment of convection near and ahead of a cold front pushing slowly across Mississippi and Alabama will exist. Given the background of shear, quite favorable for rotating storms, one can expect some storms to become supercellular today, with a risk for hail and damaging winds along with a few tornadoes. The risk will peak from late afternoon through the middle part of the evening. Further east, moderate destabilization is forecast to occur over parts of southeastern Virginia and the Carolinas. Though not as strong as areas farther west, deep layer shear is forecast to be sufficient for organized and rotating storms here as well. The last worldwide report of a tornado, funnel cloud, or waterspout from an airport was at Joplin, Missouri, at 6:53 p.m. Eastern Time on Sunday. The last report of hail was at Van, Turkey, at 4:50 p.m. Eastern Time yesterday. At Mount Washington this morning, 100 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 21 degrees with an east-southeast wind at 37 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly clear and 11 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 50 degrees, the dew point 37, 61% relative humidity, a southeast wind at 10 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.26 inches, and it is on the rise. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 104 degrees at Edinburgh, Texas, to a low of 15 at Chemult, Oregon. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain developing and highs in the lower 50s, Boston partly sunny and breezy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo breezy with showers and perhaps a thunderstorm and highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 62 degrees, the low 37. The average temperature 50, that's 3 degrees below normal. No precipitation yesterday, 1.82 inches for the month and 10.33 inches for the year. The average high temperature in Albany today, 64 degrees, the average low, 42. The record high, 88, set in 1888, and the record low, 27, in 1947. Sunrise this morning was at 5:52 a.m. Sunset this evening, 7:53 p.m., 14 hours and 1 minute of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Increasing clouds today with showers developing toward evening, highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight with lows near 40. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, increasing clouds today with showers developing later this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight, lows in the lower 40s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, increasing clouds today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the lower to mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, increasing clouds today with showers developing this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Increasing clouds today with showers developing later this afternoon and highs in the mid-50s. Cloudy with showers and areas of fog tonight and lows in the lower 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain, breezy and raw with highs in the 40s to around 50. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm Thursday in the mid to upper 60s. Mostly cloudy Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with scattered showers. Friday and Saturday in the lower 60s, back into the 50s on Sunday. And a mix of sun and clouds Monday with highs around 60 degrees. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.